Beth Macy's first two works of nonfiction, based like Dopesick on true tales in southwestern and southside Virginia, were Factory Man and True Vine. Both drew interest reportedly from the likes of Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, but her third book was the one greenlighted first and now produced as a Hulu miniseries.
Both of those projects have already been scripted, though, so I don't know that there's a writing role for me. They're still in development. They're not in production. They haven't been greenlighted yet. You better believe my agent is out there pitching them now because of all this success of Dopesick. The good reviews.
Macy is readying a sequel to Dopesick due next summer, Raising Lazarus, Hope, Justice, and the Future of America's Overdose Crisis, which chronicles those battling the opioid crisis she and others blame OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma for, in large part.
Many of these folks were addicted initially because of Purdue's actions, i.e. through no fault of their own. And I want people to understand that these are human beings, there are family members, and they're worthy of care.
Beth Macy also advocates for medically assisted treatment methods to help those addicted to opioids, while others argue abstinence is the best option. Gene Marano, WFIR News.